bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we've been praying for you all week. And as Danny said, we went away for the weekend, which was really an amazing weekend. We haven't been away together since 2015, just because life has just been a bit crazy over the last 6 years. But we managed to get away, and the fact that we didn't have any desires of the flesh controlling that time away. You know, every time we've gone away, we've drank, we've argued, we've fought, we've had fun, we've not had fun, like loads of things. But this wasn't a time for us to go away to meet the lusts of ourselves. This was a time for us to break away from what we had been learning over the last 2 years, or the last year, and really just get into that calm place with God, away from our environment, away from people, and as Danny said, really go to God and to be at rest with Him. Because when we're at rest in Him, there's that peace, there's that hope, there's that joy. And we can all be in that place all the time, and God wants us to be in that place all the time. And when we went away, the weather was absolutely amazing. It was like we were on like we went to Spain or Portugal or somewhere really hot, but hot for us. The sea was blue, the beaches were white, and it was just really, really great. Because I'm a bit like you, Peter. I absolutely love the sun. If I could move to Florida tomorrow, I would be living right next door to you, I'm sure. Because I am just all for the sun. I don't like the winter. The British weather can really have a downpouring effect on us all with the rain. So to have that weekend away and it just be so glorious and peaceful was just amazing. And it was God's grace. It was God's grace, because before we planned the holiday and the time away, I said to God, like, wherever we go, because we didn't know when we were going. We only booked it literally about a week before. I said to God, whenever we go away, if we were planning on going away somewhere in July, and I said, God, whenever we go away, whatever the date is, I want it to be the best weather. Like, I just want sun, sea, and sand, like I'm going away, because we're going away for that. We want to walk, and we want to... And it was. I couldn't have asked for a nicer weekend with the weather and with everything. And as Danny shared a minute ago, when we went away, we stayed in a lodge, and that weekend away was about transitioning for us. Like, we learned a lot about transitioning and how we've transitioned from the flesh into the spiritual, and how when the last 5 years of our life, I think what I'll do, it's a bit long to share, but God's been working it in my heart. I think I'll go up with Lawrence one day and I'll put it on audio and just share some events and some things that have been happening over the last 5 years, and how God really had me and Danny connected in 2015, and how we let ourselves and the lust of ourselves take us out, and that we give the enemy too much to credit, I think, sometimes, but ourselves, we let ourselves be bombarded with the world. We wanted to satisfy our own needs. We felt like we had a right to have fun, to live life, because we were young and we were doing all of this. And it wiped us out. It took us out to the point that it nearly completely broke our marriage, which nobody would ever know, because of the greatness that God has done from that moment in 2019 to this moment now in 2021, to the point where God took us literally from darkness and brought us into the glorious light, even throughout everything that's gone on over the last 2 years with COVID and everything that's going on. And I can stand here with hands on my heart and say with loudness and joy that God is real, God is for us, He's with us. But there has to be a transitioning from the flesh to the spiritual. Because when we've got one foot in the world and we've got one foot in with God, we're going to be tossed to and fro. Our believing is going to be altered. Our thought process is going to be wavered, because we're going to be trying to make excuses and reasonings for why certain things are happening instead of standing on truth. Because we're in the flesh and we're in the world, which is coming at us with all these different things. You know, you're ill, this is happening, you're in debt, your marriage is over, you know, you've got to have fun, why don't you just go out and drink, it's okay, and like all of these things that speak louder than God. And when you take a stand, and for me and Danny, like, we only talk when we come in on this fellowship each week, and when we run our own fellowship, and when we talk together, it's through a life experience. It's the, like, the Bible is written inspiration by men of God. God wanted things written down so that people could read and see that his truths and his purpose are everlasting. Not that we have to live by it key to key, you know, because we're in different administrations, but it gives us a picture. It paints a picture in our head about who God is and what he did and what he's able to accomplish. And all we have to do is believe that God is able to do that in our life. And that everything that is written in the Bible, of them inspired men and them inspired writings, if the Bible was still being written today, there is many stories that each and every one of us would have that would be written in that Bible too, you know, because it's inspiration, it's words from God, it's manifestation of God, it's God living in us through Christ in this time now, like he did in the time of Paul, in the time of Moses. It's just a different time, a different day, a different hour that God is living. And God, as we know, is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's around us. He's with us all the time. But he needs us to have a willing heart to say, God, we need you. We want you. And we can all come on this fellowship. Like I was saying, we come here on a Thursday and we just share about our life and what God is doing. Because as I've shared before, it's a miracle after a miracle what he is doing in our life. And that's no airs and grace. What you see is what you get. However, we all can have an opinion on each other, or we can all think, well, this is happening, that don't happen for me, or that can't be right, or this is right. However, however way we're living and whatever we're doing, God knows. We don't know, as the body of Christ, what each one of us are doing on a day-to-day basis. We don't know how we're living. We don't know the challenges that we're going through. But God does. God knows everything. However, when it comes to the individual, God is not going to defile our free will choice. I was sharing this with Danny yesterday. And each day we can say, well, God knows us. God knows our heart. God knows we want this. God knows we want to do this. But have we asked him? Have we got up today, and this is a brand new day, you know, we live each day as a new day. We forget about yesterday and we take no thought for tomorrow. So we wake up today and we're like, God, I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you a willing heart today to do your work in me, to willing to do your good pleasure, as we share a lot, has been the theme of like the month, that scripture and that saying. Because it is God that works in us. However, God is not going to work in us and work through us every second of every day unless we give him the willingness to, unless we say, do it, God. Because he's a loving God. He gave us free will from the very beginning. If he didn't give us free will, Adam and Eve would have never been able to sin, and we wouldn't all be living this life now. That's how I put it in my head. And so for me, God is around us all the time, and he knows everything that's going on in our lives. But we need to talk to him. We need to ask him. We need to have that relationship with him. You know, every day I wake out of my bed, I put my 2 feet on my ground, and I'm like, God, this is the day you have made. Send me. You do what you feel. What the plan that you have for this day in my life, you fulfill it. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to live anymore in the flesh, because I've lived it, I've experienced it, and it's just, I just want you more and more and more of you. And when I share that with you guys, that comes from a pure heart. That doesn't come from me saying that nobody's doing anything or people need to be doing more or less or anything, because God's not a respecter of persons. But what I am saying is each and every one of us go through certain challenges in life. We go through certain things in life. We all say we want God. We want to do signs, miracles and wonders. We want to cleave. We want God's goodness, which we have. Of course we have all the time. But sometimes the situations or the challenges which we face outride and outweigh the goodness of God in our life and who we think God is. So when we look in the Bible and when we have them inspired words of the men of God and the women of God and the things that happened to God, you know, David defeating Goliath with a slingshot, you know? If we didn't see that, every time we're up against the giant, we're not going to think we could do it with a little sting, you know? But our God's so powerful, we chuck a sting at that giant, or we chuck a word saying, in the name of Jesus, you bow, it's defeated, you know? But we get our inspiration and we get that picture in our head through what we're reading and we're seeing, and all of us, I'm sure, are facing different challenges at a different level on a different occasion. And I'm not saying that over people's life for it to happen, because some people might not be. But there is a place, as Sangat Bain says it quite clearly, that we can live in Happyville. And that Happyville is a true place. It's a place where we are surrendered to God, where we know that His truth is alive, He is alive, and it's Christ in us. And that place comes through a place of heart, a place of willingness, and that place comes from a place where actually this is the giant today, but you know what, I've slingshotted you straight in the eye and you're gone, because I'm in Happyville, I'm living a prosperous life, I'm living a healthy life, I'm living a joyous life. And that's where Happyville comes from. It's a place of peace, a place of comfort, and a place of joy in our heart. And that peace and that joy can only come from God and what Christ did on that day of Calvary. Because perfect peace is not in this world. Joy does not come through this world. I have been presented with some really, really difficult situations over the last 4 months. Situations that without God, I would never have been able to face. Situations where my body has just gone into a state that I've never even known possible. But God is always encouraging me, saying, Amber, I'm with you. If I've got you this far, I will not let you fall. I'm not going to let go of you. But trust me, keep holding on to me. And so when we went away on the weekend, it was a place of transitioning. It was a place of really, like, transitioning from that flesh to that spiritual, because it's an eye in which we see from. And like I shared last week through a conversation I had with Danny, is that when Jesus Christ was here on the earth, He only did what the Father did. He only said what the Father told Him to say. He never did what He wanted to do, and He was tempted above all things like we are here today. However, He knew His Daddy. He knew what His God said. He knew what God wanted Him to say and react to situations. Are we reacting, and are we acting in that same way? Are we acting and reacting from a place of heaven to earth, or are we acting from a place to earth trying to fight to get to heaven? And God is amazing. He is so powerful. He is not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a God that He should lie, you know. He is truthful, and that truth is living and abiding in our hearts when we say yes and amen. And sometimes it might not seem easy. Sometimes it might not seem like the things that we want are coming to pass in that first second, or that as fast as we would like it. But we need to remember that God's timing is perfect. It's always perfect, and it's always when He knows that we need or we want, or when something is needed the most. So my encouragement for you all today is, because I'll just keep going on, because I am just bubbling and bubbling and bubbling with the joys of God at the moment, even though I am facing some quite confrontational challenges at the moment, that hasn't changed who my God is. That hasn't changed that I am the child of God. I am Amber Tor, and I decided that I was going to die to that Amber and live as Christ. And when I made that decision, the things that I was presented with went bang, bang, bang. But it went bang, bang, bang because of how I was able to stand. And I am able to stand victorious because I am victorious. Every battle is already won, is already defeated, because I am living as Christ. But that transitioning in which me and Danny are going through right now, it is a supernatural transitioning. It's a transitioning where God is calling us, and we are saying yes, and we are abiding to His every call on our life. Not that we're doing anything in our own fleshly manner, because we're not. We're not going out trying to do all things or whatever. We're literally going to prayer, surrendering the things of the flesh. And I know some people might think that's a bit challenging, or it might seem a bit religious, or a bit this and this. But for me and Danny, this is something that we've needed to do. And my God, He is doing a mighty work in our life. And we're just excited, you know, and there is, it might seem a bit, I don't know, I feel like we're coming across maybe a bit full on this week, but that's not our heart at all. It's just since the weekend and since the week that we've had, it's just us wanting to share with you guys that God loves you, He's with you, He's for you. Whatever battle you're facing, whatever issues are going on, whatever situations that may arise, they are not bigger than God. They are not bigger than you, you know. You are victorious. You are the winners. We are already the winners with the big badges and the big belts and all the big things. But to be able to stand in that place without it really, really affecting us, we have to take our 4 feet out of the world and put it into the spiritual realm, just like Christ did. And He is written in the Bible. He is written in most Bibles in red, because He is a great living example to live by, because He truly did live from the spiritual. And it's about calling those things not as though they were, like Jason said. And the only way we're able to do that is when we have that mind of God on, because we know that those things, not as though they were, are true when we call it, because God's already said it. And we just, yeah, we live by faith. We live by faith, not by sight, you know. Just like Abraham, before the law, before all the religious leaders and all these political things come in, you know, he was given the promise, and he stuck by that promise, even though Sarah was 100 years and he was 100 years, he kept by it. And when God reveals it all to him at the end of time, at the end of this world, he's going to be like, wow, look what you did, because he didn't even get to see the full potential which God did in his life. But he will, and we all will. So stay in faith, know that God is with you, know that every battle is already defeated. Know that you are so loved, we are so loved, and we are a body, we are a family, and we are a powerful family. And what, no matter what this world chucks at us, we are in Happyville all the time, happy days all the time, because that's what God wants for us, His children, to be blessed, prosperous, healthy, strong, and full of faith. So, I love you guys. God bless you. Have a really great week.